Brilliance Audio presents The Hyperspace Trap by Christopher G. Nuttall, performed by Jennifer Jelsma. Author's note: The Hyperspace Trap is set in the Angel in the Whirlwind universe and takes place after Desperate Fire, but is designed to be completely standalone. Kat Falcone and her comrades will return in the next story arc. Prologue. It was so hard to think. The drain was all-consuming, tearing at his mind as if they wanted to pluck his thoughts from his brain sack. Tosh could barely extend his eyes, let alone rise and crawl forward on his tentacles. The deck felt odd beneath him, as if on the verge of coming apart. His eyesight was flickering and flaring, fading in and out of existence. He had to focus on each motion just to move. His body was betraying him. They were draining him too. Focus, he told himself. His claws and tentacles lashed the deck frantically as he struggled to get to his feet. It should have hurt, but it didn't. His tentacles were numb. Get to engineering. His mind blurred just for a second. Or was it longer? He didn't know. Perhaps he was dead and in the seven hells, or perhaps he died. Perhaps they'd all died. Maybe the others had suffered enough to be released from their sins, to go onwards. He wanted to believe it, even though he knew it was nonsense. He was a rationalist. The seven hells didn't exist. They existed. He knew they existed, but they were not demons. They were... He stumbled over a body and nearly fell. For a moment, he thought the body had reached out to grab him before realizing that his tentacles were spasming. Shame gripped him as he stumbled backward, an embarrassment that tore at his soul. He hadn't lost control of himself like that since he'd been a child dozens of solar cycles ago. Oddly, the shame gave him an opportunity to focus his mind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?